All right, good afternoon. Special edition of 5 Minutes of Torah in wake of the earthquake that was felt in the Northeast in the tri-state area. I want to just present a little bit about earthquakes and Torah take a view on earthquakes. First of all, the bracha to make is Isama Separatius. That's what the bracha that we make when we feel an earthquake. You can even say it afterwards, but don't say Hashem's name. I believe that is the halacha. That's first of all. Second of all, we know quite a bit about earthquakes as written, not a ton, but there is a enough written about it. First of all, Chazal tell us that tragedies that happen, although this earthquake wasn't a tragedy, but just Bechlal, the concept, it's Hashem sending us a message. And I believe that anything that happens in the world, Hashem is sending us a message, and it's our job to seek out on what that message is. We say in Barchi Nafshi, at the end of the Barchi Nafshi davening, we say Hamabet La'aretz Vatirod, that Hashem looks at the earth and it trembles. That's the lashon of the pasuk. The Yerushalmi Brachas says that this pasuk is referring to earthquakes. That's first of all. Chafetz Chaim famously wrote that there were a few earthquakes in his days, and he said that today we don't have Nevi'im that are telling us, warning us to do teshuva, so Hashem has other messengers. So I guess he was telling us that earthquakes should cause us to have some herhure teshuva. The Gemara in Brachas, of course, that's probably been going around and a lot of you have seen today. The Gemara in Brachas tells us that, explains why Hashem makes earthquakes. And it says, B'shash HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zeicher Zbonov Shashriyim B'Tzar Beinum Ha'sa Oilam Merit Shtei Dmom Ha'sa Yam HaGadol, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that we are in Tzar, from the among the Umay Sa'ilam, which of course today we are in tremendous Tzar because of the Matzav in Eretz Yisrael, Hashem is Merit to Dmois into the Yam HaGadol, to tears go into the Yam HaGadol, and the voice is heard, Nishma Mi Saifa Oilam Yad Saifai. And that is what earthquakes are. And that Gemara is quite apropos for what is happening in these days. There's another Yerushalmi that says that earthquakes are brought when Hashem sees the Goyim reveling and having a good time, when his Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. So Hashem lets out a roar. There in Shir HaShirim we says, Kol Doidi Hinei Zeba, and Hashem is the Doidi, Hashem is our Doid, and he lets out a Kol Shofar before the Geula to announce his arrival. And generally, Michta Meliyahu, Rabbi Eliyahu Dessler, says that he explains this Yalkut, that there will be an era of earthquakes before the Geula will come. And during this time, Eliyahu Navi will come to the world and help inspire us to do teshuva. And Rav Dessler goes on to explain the Yalkut in a little bit more depth. So there's many reasons that Hashem can bring earthquakes, but the main point, I think, is that, of course, we don't know why earthquakes happen, but when something happens, when anything happens, it's our job to look at it, and perhaps an earthquake can remind us of the Kol Gadol HaShofar that happened at Har Sinai, where there was a Gilui HaShechina, and hopefully we're getting close to another Gilui HaShechina in our times, and certainly we should always look to do teshuva, and maybe this is something that could inspire all of us to do teshuva, and we should all be zeicha to the revelation of Hashem once again, just like we saw on Har Sinai. May we all be zeicha to that speedily in our days with the Geula Shelema. Have a good Shabbos.